This is a Crawford Broadcasting Company radiography, a glimpse into the lives and ministries of our greatest Christian leaders. On this broadcast, we focus on the family.
This is Focus on the Family. We're going to hear from a couple who have let each other down in their marriage dance, both literally and figuratively. But in Christ, they have found rhythm again. They've learned new steps. They've figured out how to hold on to the relationship. And your host is Focus President and author Jim Daly. I'm John Fuller.
Hey, John, when there's conflict in marriage, most couples seem to have two responses. You know, either they panic and worry they married the wrong person. Now, be honest. Have you
For over 40 years, Focus on the Family has been a mainstay in the Christian community for guidance and advice regarding love, marriage, family, and adoption. Focus on the Family is a powerhouse Christian organization with an outreach that has grown to include a myriad of outlets, including radio and online broadcasts, dramatic programming, podcasts, telecasts, films, various websites, blogs, and apps.
This is Focus on the Family.
Thanks for listening to Plugged In.
Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast on today's Adventure and Odyssey. Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.
This is Focus on the Family Minute.
Hello. I'm Dave Arnold, producer for Focus on the Family Radio Theater.
Welcome to Focus on the Family's weekend broadcast.
In the over four decades that Focus on the Family Ministry has been in existence, they have had incredible growth. Founded in Southern California and now based in Colorado, Focus on the Family rose to great prominence in the 1980s and remains a ministry helping families thrive. Designed to help couples build healthy marriages based on biblical principles and to help parents raise children in a godly manner. The idea took hold in 1976 when Dr. James Dobson took a one-year leave of absence from his position at Children's Hospital to start Focus on the Family. On March 26, 1977, the first Focus on the Family broadcast, Let's Get Acquainted, aired on 40 stations. By March of 1980, Focus on the Family's 15-minute daily radio program was heard on at least 200 stations. Then, in November of 1981, the Focus on the Family program expanded to 30 minutes. And that first half-hour show aired on Crawford Broadcasting Station KBRT in Southern California. In no time, the extended program was being picked up by other stations. In early 1983, Focus was broadcasting worldwide on the Armed Forces radio satellite, reaching over 1 million military personnel and their families. Soon after, Focus on the Family went international with an office in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. By the middle of the year, Focus expanded to include the print medium, publishing the first edition of Focus on the Family magazine, designed to offer guidance about family relationships. Over the next several years, Focus on the Family continued to broaden its reach, releasing the film series Turn Your Heart Toward Home in 1985, and publishing its first book, Twice Pardoned, by Harold Morris, the raw and inspiring personal account of how he ended up on death row with two life sentences for crimes he didn't commit.
I stood in front of that judge that day and heard the saddest words I've ever heard in my life. He said, young man, for the crime of robbery, he said, I sentence you to the state penitentiary at hard labor for the rest of your life. And he said, for the crime of murder, I sentence you to the rest of your natural life in the state penitentiary at hard labor. They shackled my ankles. They put a chain around my waist and handcuffed my hand to that chain and took me to Georgia State Penitentiary. One of the old guards looked at me and he said, young man, how much time do you have? I said, I have two life sentences, sir. He said, how much time have you done on it? I said, I'm just starting out. He said, young man, take a good look at the front door of the prison because you'll die there. You will never be free again. I looked back over my shoulder. I began to cry. You know why? I believed him.
The Focus on the Family magazine also hit a milestone, topping 1 million in circulation. In April of the same year, Focus made a financial commitment to help crisis pregnancy centers, and over 1,500 centers gladly took advantage of the free resources. In early 1987, Focus debuted several new resources, including Clubhouse magazine to appeal to 4 through 12-year-olds, and Focus on the Family Citizen magazine. By the end of the year, on November 21st, Focus aired the first half-hour episode of their Christian dramedy series, Odyssey USA, on 200 stations.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whitaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey.
The series will eventually be called Adventures in Odyssey and morphed into a popular home video series, several computer games, a podcast, books, a kids club, even its own website named after the ice cream and discovery emporium in the fictional town of Odyssey called Wits End.
Find fun for your kids just a click away.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
The Adventures in Odyssey Club, where your 8 to 12-year-old can find trusted, faith-building entertainment in a safe online club. It features almost every episode ever, plus special monthly club-only episodes and content, and a Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine subscription.
1987 also brought about a big change for Focus when they moved their office from Arcadia to Pomona, California. In early 1988, Focus debuted Clubhouse Junior magazine, aimed at engaging 3 to 7-year-olds, while Clubhouse magazine readership is now targeting the 8 through 12-year-old crowd. Focus Films released A Man Called Norman, a true and poignant story of the life-changing friendship of Reverend Mike Adkins and his recluse neighbor, Norman.
I used to see him around town. Actually, everybody did. Small coal mining community. Seemed like everybody had a story about him. Everybody had a theory. I was digging around a tree stump. We'd bought a house and just moved in a few days before, and I was digging around an old tree stump. You know, I bet I've told this story 100 times. And every time I tell it, I remember something different about him.
And Focus's international reach expanded with the opening of Care for the Family, a sister ministry in the UK.
We believe that every family in the UK should have somewhere to turn to for support, in the good times and when family life is challenging. Since 1988, Care for the Family has been supporting couples, equipping parents and comforting the bereaved through our events, courses, resources and befriending networks.
And the debut of Spanish broadcast Enfoque a la Familia.
Cuando el niño sabe que no hay amenaza detrás de los millones de palabras que escucha.
In 1989, future president, CEO and host Jim Daly came to Focus on the Family as an assistant to the president of public affairs. In April, the Learn to Discern Help for a Generation at Risk seminars with youth culture specialist Bob DeMoss took off in over 300 U.S. cities, as well as in Canada and Germany.
Sometimes, though, we don't take personal inventory. We don't take time on our journey, especially the journey to the heart of God, to wonder and to gain perspective and ultimately to be influenced with an awe moment that takes place on our journeys because we're so caught up in other things that grab our attention. And sometimes our journey is fraught with sidetracks and potholes and detours and closed routes. And sometimes we get so frustrated by what life is coming, what's coming at us in life.
The video of the popular seminar would be released in 1992. Focus's first animated children's video, McGee and Me, is released, with 11 more to follow.
It's here, McGee and Me, the great new children's video series from Focus on the Family.
Should be good.
It's a magical adventure that captivates children, a real world drama, an animated wonder that teaches biblical values. Treat your children to the new video series, McGee and Me, from Focus on the Family and Tyndale House Publisher.
The 1990s bring several big changes to Focus, and topping the list is a move of the ministry from California to Colorado Springs in 1990. Also in that year, new teen publications Brio and Breakaway premiere in March.
In a time where culture tries to define us, Focus on the Family's Brio magazine helps define the culture. This trusted, biblically-based magazine provides teen girls with inspiring stories, fashion advice, positive role models, and practical insight for daily life. A small investment today will yield a lifetime of impact.
And Parental Guidance, which is now called Plugged In, launches in July.
Hey, this is Bob Olszewski. Thanks for listening to Plugged In.
Focus on the Family continues to grow with about 350 employees relocated to Colorado Springs, while another 400 are hired in Colorado. In September of 1993, over 15,000 guests join Focus as they celebrate the dedication of their new permanent headquarters on the 45-acre campus in Colorado Springs. A year later, Focus on the Family holds a dedication for the Family Welcome Center. As the school year began in 1995, the Focus Leadership Institute welcomed college juniors and seniors to its curriculum, a practice that would continue through the end of the 2014 school year. And Focus on the Family makes groundbreaking changes, making its first online appearance on America Online. In less than 2 years, the full website has its debut, the beginning of an even more intense global presence. In May of 1996, terror hits the Focus on the Family Colorado Springs grounds. An armed gunman who claims to have explosives strapped to his waist enters the ministry's main building, taking four workers hostage. Police evacuate other workers, block access to the area, and begin negotiations with Kerry Stephen Dorr, a 43-year-old former construction worker. After 90 minutes of negotiations, police are able to persuade Dorr to release the hostages, but it would be several hours more before Dorr finally surrendered to police. He was charged with first-degree kidnapping, felony menacing, and false reporting of explosives. The beginning of the 21st century sees tremendous changes happening for Focus on the Family. A new weekly radio drama for families, Focus on the Family Theater, makes its debut.
On Focus on the Family Radio Theater's presentation of The Luke Reports, The Hearts of Men.
Blessed are you who are hated and cast out and mocked and cursed on account of the Son of Man. When that happens, rejoice!
And the official website for the very popular series, Adventures in Odyssey, was launched.
Find fun for your kids just a click away.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
The Adventures in Odyssey Club, where your 8 to 12-year-old can find trusted, faith-building entertainment in a safe online club. It features almost every episode ever, plus special monthly club-only episodes and content, and a Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine subscription. Sign up today.
By April of 2000, the Focus on the Family headquarters welcomed their 1,000,000th visitor, while the class of the Focus on the Family Institute doubled in size. In March of 2002, Focus on the Family held a week-long celebration in honor of the 25th anniversary of the ministry and its first broadcast. By the following year, the first major step in leadership change began. Reagan Cabinet Secretary and Focus Board Member Don Hodel took over the day-to-day responsibilities as Focus President. Several months later, Jim Daly was appointed Chief Operating Officer. Then in 2005, after 16 years of service with Focus on the Family Ministry, Jim took on the role of President and Chief Executive Officer of the organization. In September of 2007, Jim Daly's autobiography, Finding Home, An Imperfect Path to Faith and Family, is published.
Playing outdoors with the neighbor kids quickly became a priority, and it turned out I held the keys to unlocking new friendships, a baseball bat and a ball. These tools of the trade were hard to come by in the neighborhood, making me an instant hit on the block.
Jim also shared his moving story of life from orphan to head of Focus on the Family in a touching video vignette on the Focus website.
My mom and dad had five kids. I have two older brothers and two older sisters. And my mom and dad had divorced, and that had a lot of pain for me. When I was 8 years old, my mom remarried a man that really loved her, but didn't really like the kids all that much. His name was Hank. And then all of a sudden, my mom just couldn't come out of the bedroom. Something was wrong. She was sick. None of us knew what was happening. And about 6 weeks later, my brother, Mike, began to call each of his kids into the bedroom one at a time. I went into that room. I was thinking, what in the world is in there? And Mike sat on the bed and had me sit up on his lap, and he said, Jimmy, I got some bad news. Mom is dead.
Great honors are in store for the Focus Ministry in November of 2008 as the Focus on the Family radio program is inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. In 2009, there are major changes in the Focus Ministry, including the expansion of Focus on the Family's online presence on popular social networking sites, Facebook and Twitter. It's a momentous start to the year 2010 as Focus on the Family's Super Bowl ad featuring Tim Tebow is credited with influencing over 5.5 million people to reconsider their stance on abortion.
I call him my miracle baby. He almost didn't make it into this world. I can remember so many times when I almost lost him. It was so hard. Well, he's all grown up now, and I still worry about his health. You know, with all our family's been through, we have to be tough. Timmy, we're trying to tell our story here.
Sorry about that, Mom.
Later in February, Jim Daly and clinical psychologist, author, and professional speaker Julie Slattery become the official hosts of Focus on the Family, as John Fuller continues to anchor the program.
I don't mean to always talk about Mel Gibson movies,
you're
John.
You're gravitating toward the,
those are some
guy,
of my favorites.
The guy violent movies.
But even that, those are some of my favorites. Because
or Cinderella.
Yeah, there you go. But the man really is coming to the rescue, and we do aspire. You know, whether you're kicking the extra point that wins the game or you're slaying the dragon that is threatening your beloved.
And that's something that we see, all of us have boys at home. You see your boys playing that out, and they're wanting to be a superhero, wanting to reenact sporting events. And you said it, Jim, you're still like a little boy at some level where you still wonder, am I a capable person? Am I competent? Am I somebody worthy of respect?
And the broadcast continues today with Jim and John as host and anchor.
This is Focus on the Family. I'm John Fuller, and your host is Focus president and author Jim Daly.
John, I'm thinking about categories of jokes.
As the year progresses, Focus's Option Ultrasound program awards its 500th grant, expanding the initiative that is saving the lives of hundreds of thousands of preborn babies. By 2016, 720 grants were made, and the initiative is credited with saving over 382,000 preborn babies since the start of the program. Over the next couple of years, Focus received some impressive honors. In late 2011, Focus on the Family is recognized at the White House during the observance of National Adoption Month for their Wait No More program and other efforts by the organization to find forever families for kids in foster care. And at the 2013 NRB convention, the Focus on the Family radio broadcast is named the 2012 Program of the Year. In a statement, Daly would call it a humbling affirmation of how much our broadcast guests help families thrive in their marriage, their parenting, and their faith.
2012 was a very special year for the WMUZ team here in Detroit.
Crawford Broadcasting General Manager Frank Franciosi.
That year, WMUZ was chosen as the recipient of the Focus on the Family Media Appreciation Award. What a blessing and privilege it is to stand alongside our renowned broadcast partner, Focus on the Family, as together we nurture families, minister hope, and encourage listeners with the life-changing message of the gospel.
And Focus on the Family continues to broaden its online reach with the debut of the Digital Engagement Center, online forums that assist those seeking help. In May of 2014, the newly acquired Focus on the Family Retreat Center in Branson, Missouri, formerly the National Institute of Marriage, announces their intensive marriage counseling sessions called Hope Restored. And the Focus-produced documentary Irreplaceable made what was to be a one-night premiere in theaters nationwide and in Canada.
Family is crumbling and falling apart. We can see that everywhere we look. Broken family is everywhere. And that's why I'm going on this journey. To travel to the ends of the earth if necessary, to find out what is wrong with the family.
But the documentary, which addresses the importance of marriage, family, and in particular fatherhood, is so overwhelmingly received that additional screenings are scheduled with more than 100,000 viewers in attendance. Toward the end of the year, Focus's new program, The Boundless Show, geared at supporting singles, makes its debut.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's show. This is Lisa Anderson. Glad to be here with you. Coming up on the show for our culture segment, we have Ryan and Selena Frederick. Catherine actually got the chance to interview them while I was out sick.
It now airs on over 300 stations across the country. And Focus's public policy division closes out the year with a bang, sponsoring the first annual Bring Your Bible to School Day to show support of student religious freedom. In late winter 2015, Focus and Kindred Image released the documentary The Dropbox in theaters in North America.
Hundreds of unwanted babies are abandoned on the streets of Seoul, South Korea every year.
This tragic loss of life moved a pastor to set up a way for saving unwanted babies.
And in its three-night showing, over a quarter of a million people view the film about Pastor Lee John Rack's work caring for abandoned babies in South Korea.
제 아들을 부탁드립니다. 찾지 말아 주십시오. 죄송합니다. 정말로 죄송합니다.
The documentary is credited with raising over $1 million for the Global Orphan Care Fund.
이게 길이. 길이. 이 길이. 이 길이. 영어 이름은 빅토리.
Her name is Victoria.
Victoria.
At this time, Focus on the Family offers guidance and insight through a myriad of resources that minister to singles, married couples, families, children, teens, as well as right to life, adoption, and foster care. Focus is able to reach out to the world in so many ways through radio, online programs, podcasts, and apps that include the Focus on the Family broadcast, including an international broadcast.
People were saying, what's your point? You know, I don't quite, you know, and I said, well, I know what I mean, I just can't say it. And someone said, if you can't say it, you don't know what you mean.
Boundless Show.
The Boundless Show for singles and those contemplating marriage. Plugged In. Reviews from a Christian point of view.
Hey, this is Bob Olszewski. Thanks for listening to Plugged In.
Focus on the Family Weekend. Commentary. Focus on the Family Minute. The multi-platform and highly engaging Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit, and this is Odyssey.
And timeless classics to historical biographies with the wide-ranging family-friendly entertainment with a purpose of Focus on the Family Radio Theater.
Radio Theater will entertain everyone in your family with their wide range of high-quality audio productions. Radio Theater isn't just a book on tape. It's an audio movie that plays on the biggest screen of all, your imagination.
It is Focus on the Family's mission to share the message of Jesus with as many people as possible by nurturing and defending the God-ordained institution of the family and promoting biblical truths worldwide. Regardless of who you are, where you are, or what you're going through, Focus on the Family has the practical resources to reach across the world to help. With biblical principles and the ability to use every medium, including audio, video, online, phone apps, and print, Focus on the Family continues to spread God's Word and help guide His people. You can access all available resources at FocusOnTheFamily.com or call 1-800-A-FAMILY to speak with a family help specialist. And now, a special message from Focus on the Family.
This is Focus on the Family with Jim Daly. I'm John Fuller, and Jim and I are in Washington, D.C.
John, we are. My heart is heavy today over what's been happening in the past few weeks. People have seen it in the news regarding new abortion laws and some proposed abortion laws. There's national outrage over the barbaric idea that a baby can be legally murdered just moments before birth or even moments just after, while lying there on a table. And I know you've heard about it, and your heart is burdened by it as well. At the same time, I'm encouraged because I know God is in control. John and I are in Washington, D.C., working on behalf of preborn babies, and we're going to ask you to join us in standing up for life at this pivotal time in our culture.
Yeah, and we have a big announcement. As Focus on the Family is launching a new effort, we're really excited about this. It's going to make a difference, and we're asking you to join us as a listener to help save babies' lives.
What we're planning to do is a live ultrasound in Times Square on the big screen for all to see right there in New York City on Saturday, May 4th. We are hoping that you can join us Saturday, May 4th. Be there in Times Square as we show the world what a third trimester baby looks like. Fully formed.
Mm-hmm. It will be a riveting moment, and I think it's great for us to be able to do this, Jim. Be sure to just look for updates at FocusOnTheFamily.com/pro-life. FocusOnTheFamily.com/pro-life. We'll have a lot more information there on ways you can help. There's a declaration for life. We're going to ask you to go there and sign that. Join what we hope will be millions who say, I care about life.
John, that's one of three things. I want to be really specific here. Go to that website, sign the declaration. We're going to present that to the White House and to Congress. Secondly, plan to show up on Saturday, May 4th, if you can do it. We want your presence there. It will be a positive time to demonstrate to all people what is happening in the womb with a live ultrasound and show you what a 4D ultrasound looks like. It looks like a baby picture, doesn't it, John?
It does.
You can go
amazing.
To the website and see that. And then lastly, we would encourage you to save a baby's life for $60. That's what Option Ultrasound can do and has done for the last 15 years. 425,000 babies have been saved. And I'll tell you what, I want to see a million saved. So join us. Give $60 to help save a baby's life. This is the time to make a statement.
And again, the website is focusonthefamily.com/pro-life.
This has been a Crawford Broadcasting Radiography, a glimpse into the lives and ministries of today's Christian leaders. Thank you for joining us. Your presenter was Gail Conroy. I'm Pete Rusnell. Thanks to Focus on the Family Productions, Focus Films, Kindred Image, Tyndale House, and Audible for audio clips used in this production. Radiography is a Crawford Broadcasting Company, God and Country production.